Good morning, everyone. My name is Will Harris, and I'm taking just a few minutes each morning this week to discuss spiritual things with you. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. We're talking this morning about Paul and the incredible, almost action movie-like life that he lived. As we've already said earlier in the week, some of the trials and hardships he endured seem incredible, yet we know that he did endure these things. So we started off the week by letting Paul, in his own words, explain what his motivation was to keep pressing forward, and he affirmed it was for the gospel. That is, that Jesus Christ came to earth, died for our sins, was buried, and was raised on the third day. Then yesterday, we started to look at how that motivated him in different aspects of his life. We looked specifically at how the gospel influenced the way Paul viewed political uncertainty. Not only did Paul face great political uncertainty in his life, but those political powers had a much more direct impact on his life than they do for most of us today. Today I want to move on and look at how Paul handled concern over physical health. We tend to think of Paul in a kind of abstracted way when we read about his life or read his letters. It's important for us to remember that he was a physical man who had friends and loved ones, and as such he experienced concern over his own health and the health of his friends. If there was a timely topic to look at in the Bible, surely this is it. We know of at least one instance where Paul was experiencing an ongoing chronic health concern. Paul writes to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 12, "So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" So Paul's a little cryptic here about what exactly this thorn or ailment is, but this is something that troubled him enough that he desperately wanted God to heal him of it. While we don't know all the details, though, there are several lessons we can learn here. First, pray about it. Paul didn't hesitate to pray to God to remove what was troubling him, and he did this repeatedly. We can do the same. In fact, we have many examples and direct instructions to go to God in prayer when we are troubled over health concerns. Second, realize that while God will answer your prayer, it may not be the answer you wanted. Paul here received a direct answer from God, but of course we will not have this kind of direct revelation of God's will. Even so, we can see and know that God answers prayers in three general ways, either yes, no, or not now. We need to be prepared for any one of these and know that God is still in control and knows what is best for us. It's been said that if we finish each of our prayers with, "Thy will be done," then all of our prayers will be answered the way we want. And third, we need to determine that we're going to accept whatever answer we receive and use it for God's glory. Paul here is really saying that when he continues to press forward and teach the gospel, it allows the power of the message he is presenting to shine through rather than having the focus on him. So we see here that Paul was able to push through his physical ailments to continue to preach the word because of a desire to spread the gospel to others. But there's another side to this. We'll see each day of this week that Paul presses on because of a desire to continue spreading the gospel, but also because of the assurance that he has in the gospel as a Christian. Let's look now at Philippians 1. Picking up here in verse 21. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I'm hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in faith." So we see here these two sides of the same coin, that Paul realizes what awaits him at the end of this life, but also feels the need to continue his work here. This is a point we'll look at in much more detail on Friday, but for now, the takeaway is that if we're thinking with an eternal perspective, then ailments with our physical body just don't have the same effect on us as to someone who believes that this life here on earth is the entirety of our existence. So we've already looked at what we can learn from Paul's physical ailments in 2 Corinthians, but let's also consider what our anxiety level about physical ailments says about our view towards eternity. I appreciate you joining me this morning. Tomorrow we'll be looking at how Paul handled racial tensions in his life, and believe me when I tell you that he encountered plenty. I'm looking forward to that and hope that you'll be able to join me. Thanks for tuning in this morning.